Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare
Shiva Laskar Ki Jai. This hill is called Velasgar, and it is not one of the four hills that are the heads of Lord Brahma, that Barsana is well known for, but rather this hill is considered Lord Vishnu, and yet we're allowed to walk on it. Walk on him. Such a holy place. Srimati Radharani would come here with her friends and engage in their childish playing. There are not many well-known pastimes here, but it is clear that this place is not of the material world. It is touched continuously by the dust by the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and all her friends. Once there was a dust storm here. And what happens when there's a dust storm? Naturally, what happens? What do you do when there's a dust storm? You close your eyes. So when there was a dust storm, Srimati Radharani was playing with her friends and she closed her eyes. And Krishna, who was nearby, took advantage of that and came and kissed her. So these pastimes are all displays of Ladini Shakti Azmad, Radha Krishna Pranaya, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, the Pranaya. They are not of this world, and that is why, until our consciousness is proper, it is not so appropriate for us to think overly about the loving dealings between Radha and Krishna, because the materialistic mind, the false ego, will tend to hold on to them as objects of our enjoyment. And the principle of Vrindavan, of spiritual life, especially of Braja Bhakti, is that everything is for the enjoyment of Lila Purushottam Krishna. Everything is centered around Krishna's pleasure. If we wonder why we become so frustrated and filled with anxiety in the material world, it's simply in the sense of simple to understand, because we consider ourselves the enjoyer and the center of existence, and our life is spent trying to convince others to consider us the center of existence, and it doesn't work because no one will cooperate with that ridiculous concept. And trying to convince the universe to cooperate with me being the center. The universe simply, continuously, 100% of the time, refuses to cooperate with this principle. And it is all born out of aversion to Krishna, false ego. So here is the place for real ego. Krishna is the center. His pleasure is the center. And we are the servants of the servants of the servants of those who please Krishna. Gopi Bharta Parakamalayo Adasa Dasa Adas. I am not so many bodily, mental identifications. I am simply a servant. So the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are so wonderful because they give pleasure to Krishna. And the prime pleasure giving, the center of giving pleasure to Krishna is Radhika, Srimati Radharani. So we are in her land here. And if we have a desire, even a small desire, to give some, to change from false ego to real ego, even if the desire is weak, here is the time to strengthen it. So let us chant Hare Krishna, taking Krishna from the background or non-existent in our consciousness, even when we chant, and as Maharaj was speaking about yesterday, place him before us and chant connected to him. Chant his names connected to him. So now we'll chant for almost approximately 45 minutes. Chant some japa. The dust of Velaskar is wonderful. We can smear our consciousness or even our physical body with some of this dust and chant Hare Krishna with some hope and sincerity. Miracles can happen in this place. And then at 9 o'clock or 9:05, Maharaj will speak part two of his talk on this topic. 8 o'clock, from 8 to 9. And just before that time, 5 minutes before that time, I'll request Sri Radharaman Prabhu to chant, so we know that the time is to gather here and gather our consciousness so and prepare to hear. Okay, so let's begin. Thank you very much. Good luck in your chanting.
Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Sodanandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Nidaya Dada Madhava Dunya Vihari. Radha Madhava Punya Vihari.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Simate Vakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda. Jaya Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Go Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you to the second part of this little lecture series called Chanting in a Relationship. Yesterday, just to summarize and orient ourselves where we are, and also for the pleasure of Prema Tarangi, who has joined us today, we will just give you a summary. Yesterday we talked about this uncanny problem of spiritual practitioners in any line, in any spiritual orientation, who feel after 30 or even 40 years of practice that their heart is still full of the same stuff. They have not really changed. The promised transformation from iron to gold has remained a pious theory, not an experienced fact. We related in this connection how one old lady came to a Gaudiya saint, a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, and how she expressed this problem and received an amazing traditional answer, which will form really the basis of these two classes. This lady was a devotee of Sita Ram and said that after 30 years of practice, she had not really progressed and felt her life to be dry and unfulfilled. And this disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, His Holiness Swami Bhakti Daitya Madhava Maharaj, gave an answer which is very much in the Bhaktivinoda Dhara, the line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, "Has anyone ever explained to you the true identity of Sri Sita Ram? Has anyone ever sat down with you and told you your own identity and how you are in this world, captured, imprisoned? And has anyone really ever told you about your relationship with Sri Sita Ram?" This is an important question. Are we chanting from our true identity, or are we chanting from our false identity? In other words, are we chanting from the place that I'm a soul, I belong to Krishna, or are we chanting from a place where we say, I'm a miserable body and mind contraption, and I'm chanting as an American passport holder, or even worse, a German? Am I chanting from my own little world, my illusory Maya prison? I certainly will chant from there, but do I chant being identified with this, or do I identify myself in relationship to Krishna as a servant? My dear devotee, I know you have heard this in millions of lectures, but we have to bring this knowledge of Sambandha into a practice, because only in a practice, not in a theory, will this knowledge of Sambandha uplift you to an experience, a transformative experience. That saint went on, "It could be your false ego which drives you to do your worship of Sita Ram, that you just do it as a punya activity, a pious activity for your own benefit, that you just follow your dharma for your own benefit. The false ego drives you even to spiritual activities where you still act with the same mistaken identity which Buridhan Prabhu addressed to us this morning, where you feel you are the enjoyer of all of this, you are the seer of all of this, you are in control of all of this. You have to switch this. You have to become the seen. You have to become the enjoyed. You have to become the dependent one. To make it very simple, you have to stop trying to be the achiever and become the receiver. Once again, you have to stop trying to become the achiever in your spiritual life and also in your chanting, and try to become the receiver. Even when we visit the temple, it could be for the interest of our false self. We should go to the temple for Krishna's sake. The day I realized that I belong to Sri Krishna and that my essential relationship is with Radha and Krishna, that day something will start under the eyes cover of the false ego. You know, after this Antarctic thick layer of false ego, which has made us cold to Krishna and hot for the world. Under this layer of false ego, the Bhakti Lata beach will start to blossom. The moment you think, I am for Krishna, I am yours, Krishna, the Bhakti Lata beach, it's still a seed, will start to blossom and bring forth a plant which can go even through the ice cover. I was thinking about this when yesterday I received a letter from a devotee who had preached for 3 months in the Antarctic. I had asked the devotees, can you kindly tell me what it is like in the Antarctic so that my crazy tourist interests don't lead me to the Antarctic. I can just hear from you what it is like. And the devotee obliged and wrote the letter and said, a lot of ice, Maharaj. Ice, kilometers of ice. And said, this is how I feel in this world. I feel covered by the ego, the ice of false ego, I wish that my time will come. And I thought the next time I meet the devotee, I will say, your time will come the moment you activate what is now only a seed, that is the knowledge of bhakti, which is nothing else than sambandha and abhideya. You know, the knowledge of a relationship. Yes, yes, you have a relationship to Krishna. Yes, yes, you can revive it by chanting. The moment you actually chant in relationship, meditating, I am yours, Radha, I am yours, Krishna, that moment the seed becomes activated and becomes the Bhakti Lata, means the plant. But the moment, as long as you don't bring Abhideya and Sambandha Gyan together, that means as long as you don't bring your knowledge into your process and act in your process with this knowledge, you will only have a seed which may maybe become burnt and will never sprout. You know, you have to activate the seed. You have to activate the gift which is given to you and make it sprout. It's essential. To teach us this simple point, I will tell you a narration between one of my favorite heroes. It's a heroine. In Bhakti, and Lord Krishna. I have told this story many, many times because it just always captures me. And I have noted that Prabhupada in many lectures seems to also like this very much. It's a story of Draupadi, who chanted the holy name with her sense of relationship. No, without a sense of relationship and with a sense of relationship. And it tells you the difference, a world of difference. We all know the story, and I will not repeat it here. Those of you who don't know, who are brand new, can ask the older devotees after the class about the historical details. I just want to come to a conversation after the drama the day after. I want to talk about the day after. Krishna met with Krishna. That means the Supreme Lord Krishna met with Draupadi, who's also known as Krishna, with a long A. And Draupadi, who had been saved by the Lord the day before from losing her honor as a woman in a public assembly by being stripped naked, Draupadi asked with tears in her eyes, "Krishna, why did you come so late? They almost had been successful. They almost had taken my cloth from my body." I heard, according to some versions, Draupadi was dressed in one cloth, in one garment, because she was in her moon phase. And that's when according to biological knowledge, all the pranas are in disbalance in the body of a woman. All the hormones and everything just goes haywire. It's a time when, according to the Vedic understanding, the Matajis should have the time for themselves and do more increased spiritual life, because it's just an intense intense period. So Draupadi was highly sensitive in this period. And then they tried. Then she heard her husband has lost everything, including herself, and she was pulled now as a slave into the public assembly, and the lusty man wanted to see her naked beauty. Terrible, traumatic. So Draupadi asked, finally the Lord had saved her, why did you come so late? And Krishna said, "Listen, Draupadi, when you first were pulled in the assembly, you chanted my name. You chanted Hare Krishna. But you turned to someone else. You turned to Bhishma and said, 'Bhishma, Pitamaha, save me.' I thought, yes, she chants, but she really means Bhishma. Let Bhishma save her. I am not called. It's not my part now. I don't want to push myself on her." "Oh, but is that true?" asked Krishna. "Yes," said Draupadi. "But afterwards, you turn to Dronacharya." "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Dronacharya, save me." I thought, let Dronacharya come, he is called. "Then you turn to all the kings. Then you turn to Dhritarashtra. Then you turn to your own woman's power." The woman has two fists and strong eyes. "You held for your zari to your cloth to your body." I heard it was red, by the way, the cloth, like this. "Mm-hmm. You hold it." Then I thought, well, now she wants to do martial arts, most properly. Now she is defending herself. So then you finally called out by lifting one of your arms. You were still holding, trusting or hoping in your own strength. Finally, you raised your arms and you said, 'Hey, Govinda!'" Not like that. It was really different. "Hey, Govinda! Hey, Gopal! O Janardan! O Madhusudan!" Yes, yes. Then I knew, now I am caught. And then I came. We all knew how Krishna protected Draupadi. He just made like this, and from his hand, unlimited amounts of cloth to cover his dear devotees were lovingly supplied by him. chanting in a relationship, my dear devotees. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Venice breakfast. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, what did he say to me yesterday, this rascal? Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. ISKCON, ISKCON. Beloved and troubled ISKCON. You know. Not like this. You need to connect with Krishna as you chant. You need to chant in a relationship. Most properly, for this you require what is called dainya. Dainya means humility. Not you are the doer, Krishna is the doer. Do you know the three causes of dainya? The three causes of dainya is, one is you understand I'm in trouble. I'm really in trouble. I'm in the material world and I can't get out of this. I'm in trouble. You perceive the trouble of your false existence, in other words. The second cause of dainya is to understand it's not nice. I'm suffering, in other words. Material existence means suffering. And the third cause of dainya is the feeling I have committed aparad. I have committed offense. Apa means separated from, and radha means Radharani. Aparad means an offense which separates us from the Chladinish Shakti or Shimati, or in more personal terms, Shimati Radharani, from devotionals, from devotion, from bhakti. Sometimes it helps to read prayers which are called dainya bodhika, prayers in which dainya are expressed, and they bring you, these prayers bring you to this place. You can find them in the Pratana of Narottam Das Thakur, dainya bodhika prayers, where devotees sincerely express their heart to Krishna. Oh, I'm fallen. I'm very sinful. They express things like, oh, Krishna, young boys are naturally interested in young women, and not Prahlad and Devala Rishi, most probably they are sadhu saints. And young women are naturally interested in young boys. Please make that the same attraction, which is still there in me, goes to you, Krishna. Relationship. Or Purushottam, there is no sin which I have not committed a thousand of times. Now where I stand before you, I'm even ashamed to tell you about them. They are really not nice, you know. Prayers which bring you to dainya, because prema lives in the house of dainya. Love or bhakti or even the beginnings of all this, gratitude, lives in the house of this deep felt humility. This is what helps you to come into sambandha, into a relationship. It's a good starting point. So I would now like, as I warned you yesterday, this is a very compact presentation. I would now like to give you a little education, step-by-step education, how chanting, what chanting in a relationship could mean for you. How you could make it that you're chanting when you leave this vilasgar, that you take some tools with you into your life, which will hopefully accompany you for a long time, so that you can always chant in an ecstatic feeling of a reciprocal relationships with Krishna. Reciprocal means he also, when you turn to him, turns to you. It's a reciprocation. It's a two-way street, in other words. I would first of all like to talk to you about sacred space or the Bedouin tent meditation. Now I first have to turn to our English speaking audience. Do I say it rightly? A Bedouin?
Bedouin.
What is that? That's a nomad in the desert who survives in the desert because he has always his tent with him. The Bedouin. In Deutsch, eine Beduinen-Meditation. Oder Nomaden. You see how beautiful the German language is? Hare Krishna, I'm really impossible. I shouldn't joke in such serious place and serious subject. So, when you have a tent with you, you are always in a protected space, right? The sun cannot harm you. The dust storm of that, this was a Krishna dust storm which Burijan talked about. Unfortunately, we know only the Maya dust storm, which blinds our vision, can't blind us any longer. You need a tent. That is, you need to know how to establish some space which protects you, a sacred space in this foreign desert-like element of the material world, where just anything could happen at any time. We have our very wonderful Vaishnavi from Vaishnavas. It's a devotee couple. I will not... I can say their names. They are so close to my heart. Shachi Kumar and Prema Tarangi. Now they came for the Japa retreat with high from all the way from Washington, the capital town of mischief, to here, and then all of a sudden the dust storm came. To our Prema Tarangi, and she wanted so much to participate, but in the form of illness, such illness came that she was bound to her bed, and now only with the help of some vehicle she is with us. So this is anything can happen. And she was surprised; everything was all right, and then. In the world of in the material world, you can always experience dust storm, even versa dust storms. Ignorance, you know. Or another devotee came to me, anonymous devotee, and said, "Maharaj, I'm on this Japa retreat, but I feel so lusty." I said, "Congratulations, welcome to the team. There are others as well. The storm has come. It's normal. What do you expect in the desert? Some storms will come. Blind, I'm so blind now." You need a tent, my dear devotees. You need to know how you enter a sacred space in this dangerous material world. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us three tent poles, or three techniques to build a sacred space, which we discovered by some unfortunate, his Harinam Chintamani, his guideline how to chant. Huh? He says, the illusory world is the Jiva's prison house, which consists of 14 different planetary spheres. It's a big prison house, in other words. A planetary prison house.
This is the punishment he receives for turning his back on Krishna. We are now in we were once in the criminal department of Krishna's energy. This is the prison house of the material world. Now the prison house has turned into the house of correction. We are still bound, but we are getting therapy to get out and get free. We are no longer sitting on death row in this prison house. Anyone who chants, Prabhupada says, he lives eternal. We are now coming out of it. But still we are in the material world where anything happens. If, however, the jiva receives the blessings of a saintly Vaishnava, he begins chanting Krishna's name in correct understanding of his position. What this means is he will chant Krishna's name with sambandha jnana, with a connection, with a relationship. So there are three meditations which Bhaktivinoda Thakur now gives, which a devotee should do in order to chant with the feeling of connection with Krishna. And when you do this, you will find an invisible protective tent coming around you. It's almost like a spiritual aura building. I was studying mystic traditions before I came to Krishna consciousness, and there's a technique where you sit down and you do a certain breathing technique, and as you, what was it, inhale a golden light and you exhale a reddish light. That's one tradition. And then you build almost a balloon around you which protects you, and then you can fight with a tiger and win afterwards. This from the from one tradition. Here's something from our tradition, a meditation. You start by just sitting down and understanding, I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna. When you sit down, Tota Gopinath Prabhuji, you just disconnect from being a computer programmer. You are like this. When you sit down, Devala Rishi, you just disconnect from the understanding, I'm a young teenage boy who wakes up to the world of the grown-up people. You just think, I am a small atomic, means very, very, very small, much, much smaller than one grain of dust here. It means really small. I'm an atomic, that means undeveloped, particle of consciousness, and the eternal servant of Krishna. This means, yes, I am already developed at the same time. My spiritual body, my servant's identity is already there, and it will develop. You must meditate on these two things. I am a soul, but I'm not just a small, speck, some, like this, what you can't even see. Do you see this atomic dust? No, you don't see it. You are so small, you can't also see yourself. But you are at the same time a wonderful servant, Shomaka Rishi. It would be interesting to know your spiritual, your constitutional position. Yeah. That is already there. Your original eternal constitutional position. Constitution means this is what you are. It's your constitution. It's with you. It's there. Next meditation. Krishna is the infinite, not the small, but the infinite conscious entity, and he is my only master. Only master. You go from the small to the big. you go from your undeveloped self to the Lord, who is unlimitedly conscious and merciful and your only master. And then you do a third meditation. The material world is the prison house that is meant to reform my truant tendencies. Now I need to explain to you truant, the word truant, because even English-knowing devotees don't always know this word. Truant means when something is expected of you, but you just don't turn up. I was a truant schoolgoer, you know. I was expected to come to the school, but I would never show up in the class. I would climb trees when I was a young boy, and I would run around and play. I was not coming to my classes. Finally, my parents had to hire a person who would pull me to the school. I was so much uninterested in learning in the school. I later heard, I'm not the only one, I heard Prabhupada also didn't like to go to school. And I felt, oh God. You know, the German word for truant is schwänzerisch. Can you understand? Schwänzen means, it's a beautiful German word, and Bhujan Prabhu has encouraged me I should teach him some German. Here comes the second lesson.
I couldn't learn the first lesson.
Yeah. Schwänzen means you just schwänze. You just don't turn up. It's in a relationship. You schwänze, you're called. It's evening time. You had a meal together with the people. And if you schwänzen, you just don't go there. You do something else. Go into cinema or anything else. We all have this tendency that we are meant to serve Krishna, right, Yamunacharya? We are meant to serve Krishna, but all we do is schwänzen. You know, we are truant. We miss it. We pass out. And Krishna, the material world, is a prison house and for and a house of correction, no? Which reforms your truant tendencies and so on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur concludes, he says, when you do these three, when you understand I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna, when you understand Krishna is so unlimited and my only master, when you understand I'm here to correct my truant tendencies or my irresponsible tendencies where I don't take responsibility for this relationship, then you attain love for Krishna, which is the essence of all religion. And it's so easy. But as long as you are unsteady in your understanding that you are Krishna's, really, you will be polluted by anattas. And you can only chant a semblance of the holy name. It looks as if you are chanting, but it's really not the real thing. You must be aware of these three things. You must make your own meditation about this. You know, I have my meditation. It goes like this. For me, it's a little bit theoretical, because I'm not a philosopher like Bhurijan Prabhu, who is more the brain here in our I'm a simple hearts man, what I do is I just wake up in the morning and I make myself aware I'm not the body, and I even say it to my image in the mirror: you are not what you see, you are something else, Sachinandan Swami. The second thing which I do is I really, in difficult situations or in the situations of life, I just remember that I am really an eternal soul and I'm a servant of Krishna. For instance, I'm also often in Maya. You know, I see the material, the storm also. I was very, must have been very active in material life and in other lives, and still there. I'm really know. That's why I can look into your eyes and know where you are at the moment, because I'm the versest of all of you. you can really see it and feel very easily what's going on. I know these feelings also of attachment, of anything. But there is a very simple, this simple tent, which is sacred space. It's just, you just disconnect from this in a moment, even from bodily pain and all of this. I'm looking towards our devotee who has some pain. Just, you know, it's only the body. It's not or mind when you're confused and you're Maya and you hate everyone, including yourself. You know, it's a storm. It's in the desert. Desert storm has come. So what? You need to put your tent up now. It's high time. So I'm just say, I'm really a soul. I know this, I feel this sometimes, and I'm really part of Krishna, and I'm meant to be corrected by this to turn now to Krishna. Okay, I'm in Maya. Good. Now I can turn to Krishna. Okay, I'm in illusion. Fine. Now it's a good time to practice spiritual life. And then, by doing this, you will become very, very strong. And you will thank the desert storm for having taught you to put up a tent. But if you don't put up a tent when the Maya storm comes, you suffer like a germ-infected dog. Hare Krishna. Devala Rishi is laughing. This sounds familiar. Yes. Not of Vrindavan Dham. A germ-infected dog. Dirty dog. Of Delhi. That's how it feels. Bring your tent to the Bedouin meditation or the sacred space. Huh? Just in your own way. I'm really to pray with the heart. If you are really like me, I'm yours, Krishna. At the moment, I don't see it, but I know it, and I felt it in times. And I'm really not the body and the mind. And I turn to you now. And that moment, your seed, that means your potential, which is with you, will give way to the Bhakti Lata plant, and something wonderful will happen. I'm not yet through, but I have another chance. So I will end now this meditation, this class, with three how to do this list. You say, Maharaj, to think of Krishna is sometimes so difficult for me. To connect with Krishna is so difficult for me. Please give something practical, not always these impractical philosophical lectures, please. Well, here is something for you. It's called the Anti-Samsara Prayer. It's very beautiful. It is a prayer given by Sadashiva, who had received this from Krishna. and taught Sanat Kumar in it. You know, Sadashiva, the original Lord Shiva, had once a vision of Lord Narayan at the sacred mountain of Kailash. Lord Narayan came in his forearm form riding on Garuda, and Shiva said, "Please show me your original form." It was almost like a little impolite, you know, says the Lord comes and you say, "I don't want to see this form, I want to see." So he said very lovingly, "Can you please show me the original form?" And Lord Narayan smiled and said, "Go to Vrindavan, to the bank of the Yamuna. There you will see the original form." So Shiva went to the Yamuna and he sat there waiting, and all of a sudden he heard laughter. And out of this laughter he saw Krishna laughing with the gopis, who were all joking and laughing with each other. Krishna made the gopis laugh, and the gopis made Krishna laugh. It was such a beautiful scene. And then Krishna turned to Shiva and told him many secrets. And one of this secret is a prayer which is very essential, and you can find it in Short Lessons of Eternity, that email list where these small helps are given to you. It will bring you immediately into a sacred space. I said it's a anti-samsara prayer. Here is how it starts. Samsara sagaranata putra mitra grihakulat goptarum meyuvam eva papana bayabanjano. O Shishi Radha Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please break into pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, today I place myself and everything I possess, both in this life and in the next, at your feet. I am the home of all offenses. I am truant. I have abandoned all spiritual duties. Now I have no shelter any longer. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, O my lords, please, you become my shelter. O Master of Radha, I kindly say, O Master of Radha,
O Master of Radha,
I am yours.
I am yours.
O beloved of Lord Krishna,
O beloved of Lord Krishna,
I am yours.
I am yours.
I offer to both of you, my thoughts, words, and deeds.
You too
are the only goal of my life. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful unto me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me. A sinner and an offender in your service. Such a prayer or other prayers, especially those you find in Pratana, help you to bring you to this, into this tent, the sacred space, where you understand I have a relationship with you, Radha and Krishna, and I don't want this relationship of the world any longer. A second way, what you can do then is you should listen to the holy name as you chant the holy name with a certain mindfulness. The mindfulness, in other words, that which fills your mind during that time, is the mantrata. Mantrata means the meaning of that mantra which you chant. If you chant a mantra without knowing the meaning, it doesn't have power, because your mind is not with the mantra. Only if you have the meaning before you, then you're mindful. You know, if I say something, you know, if I say something like, "Let's surrender, Prabhu," doesn't carry strength, because I don't think, you know, surrender something big. I just can't say, "Let's surrender, Prabhu," you know. But if I say, "My dear devotees, I know it's difficult to surrender, but it's so necessary, do it a little." Hare Krishna. This is different, you know. But let's surrender, Prabhu. The meaning is the real artha, the benefit, the concept, the understanding turns the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra into the living presence of Krishna. That is this meditation. And you can think of, "Please engage me in your service while you chant," or "Please," I like this, Prabhupada once said this in the lecture, he said, "Please accept me, we have no other prayer," he said, "please accept me, take me, you know, don't keep away from me any longer, please accept me." You know, this simple meaning will help you to turn your mantra. Oh, then there's much, much more which you will hear the next time. We will hear actually from the Sadhana Manual. It's a Padahati about the characteristics of japa, how to do it. It's a new things which I'm sure many of you are not happy. And then I want one time to bring you through a meditation into a space which you will most probably always remember for the rest of your life. We will do that also. Krishna. But for now, let us summarize. Chanting in a relationship. Our example is Draupadi, when she turned to Krishna and sang "He Govinda, He Gopal," Krishna was there, protector. We learned then about how to come into a relationship by establishing a certain, I called it a tent, which gives us shelter during the dust storm of Maya. We gave you 3 points the freedom, and the inspiration to translate this into your own sadhana, what it means. And finally, we we talked about a prayer, the power of prayer. This came from Sanat Kumar Sanghita. It says anyone who does this will quickly obtain devotional service to Krishna. You know, if you do this daily, then the blessing is you will quickly achieve direct service to Radha and Krishna. It's such a powerful prayer. It's a blessed prayer, you can say. It's given by Krishna. It's a secret, a deep secret, which can enliven our sadhana. And then we mentioned you can chant the holy name and you meditate about the meaning, which is very much what this prayer is all about. It has the same meaning. Please accept me. These are tools which you can use. Now, please don't forget them. Some you have taken notes, I have seen, some of you. Please now, after the breakfast, go through these notes and then try this, you know, while you're here. Don't do the normal chanting, that is, you just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay, it's how much? 2 hours? No, 1.5 hours. I can survive this. And then I have my 16 rounds. All right. And then I have the day. And then the afternoon I wanted to talk to so-and-so. And okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You know, it feels truly good to be here. Look at the trees. And not even one thought of Radha and Krishna the whole time. No, connect and do this. You will only feel the benefit, not by sitting in a lecture. Now you must see how to bring the points into your practice. It's absolutely required. I know some of you are already doing it. You will see miracles unfolding. You will really chant and maybe you will feel, I need now my own space. Maybe something will happen. I can feel it coming. I have some ecstasy. Krishna. You know. Good. Again, I went 10 minutes over time. I'm very sorry. That means no questions, but I have a very nice surprise. Bhujan Prabhu and myself have decided to do, again, this question and answer session. The last day. Then you have notebooks, you can note the questions down. Maharaj, when you said this, I really thought that was terrible of you to say this. How did you mean it? You know, or anything you can ask. But I feel it was very clear what we said. So you now don't think so much. Do it. Yes. Hare Krishna. God.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Shyam